Hilchas Yibum Vachalitza, Perek Shvi, 7th Perek of Hilchas Yibum Vachalitza, which is Ten Aleph. Shnayim min ha'achim nisuim l'shtei achoyis. There were a number of brothers, and two of the brothers were married to two women who were sisters to each other. Umesu shneihem, and these two brothers who were married to the sisters died. V'loy noida eza mehem meis rishayn. And it's not known which one of the brothers died first. Hoyil v'i efshar liyabim shteihem. It's not possible for any one of the brothers to marry both of them, because since they are both sisters, they would be, each one would be achois ishtoi, would be the sister of his wife. And it's not possible for two separate brothers to marry the two of them, because to marry one of them each, because since the two of them are sisters, and the two of them are both have a zika on them, the two of them both require yibum, any brother who marries one of them is marrying achois zikukosai, is marrying the sister of a woman upon whom he has a zika, upon whom he has a requirement of yibum. And as we learned, the Rabbanon, they forbid us to marry achoi zekukosai. Eif shal yabim shteihem, it's not possible to make yibum with both of them. Vahadei zika naflal shteihem, and the zika falls on both of them. Both of them had husbands who died childless, and both of them require yibum or chalitza. Neither one can be released without it. Shteihem cholzes v'loy misyabmois. Both of them require chalitza to release them, and neither one of them can have yibum. V'afilu hoysa achas mihen asura al hayabom mishum shniya oy mechayove yasei oy mechayove lavim. And even if one of them was forbidden to marry a yavam, because she was a relative of his, dirabonon, a shniya, oy mechayove yasei, or it was a positive commandment which would forbid this marriage, oy mechayove lavin, or a negative commandment which does not carry karis with it. And as we learned in Hilchas Ishus, in all of these cases, kiddushin would be a kosher kiddushin. If it were to be made, they could marry the brother, and therefore this does not release them. This relationship does not release them from a requirement of yibum or chalitza. Harei elu cholzois veloy misyabmois. Nevertheless, they require chalitza and not yibum. Even though, according to the Torah's law, yibum could be made here, as we learned in the last perek, perek vav halacha yud, that in the case of shniya, or asei, or alav, yibum could take place, but sin, diraisa, and the prohibition here is only dirabanan, it does not release them from the requirement of chalitza. Avalim hoysa achas mehem erva alav. But if one of these two sisters was an erva to him, was an actual prohibition with an iser of kares, kigoin shehoisa eimishtoi oibita, she was his wife's mother or his wife's daughter, harei achoisa muteres loi, then the other sister is permitted to him, because since this sister is now an erva, she is completely released from the requirements of yibum v'chalitza. She never is his zikuka. He has no requirement of yibum v'chalitza on her. Therefore, the other sister is not achos zikukasoi, and she is permitted. V'rotza choyletz, rotza miyabim. And with the sister who is not related to him, if he wishes, he can make chalitza, and if he wishes, he can make yibum and marry her. Shaharei loy naflo zikosei al shteyem. Because he never had a zika, a requirement of yibum on both of them. The one who was an erva to him never had a zika on her. Shein Zika al Erva, because as we learned, there is no Zika on Erva. A woman who is related to him, such that a marriage to her would carry a penalty of Kares, is completely released to begin with from the requirements of Yibum Vachalitza. Halochem Beis. Hoysa achas mehem asur al yovam zeh mishum ervo, v'acheres asur al hayovam hasheni mishum ervo. There were two surviving brothers here. The two brothers died, left over their two wives who were sisters to each other, and there are two surviving brothers. One of the sisters is forbidden to one of the surviving brothers as an erva, and the second sister is forbidden to the second brother as an erva. That is, let's say, one of them is one brother's mother-in-law, and one of them is the other brother's mother-in-law. Ho'asura lazeh muteres liyachiv, the one who is forbidden. Therefore, each brother has a zika on only one of the sisters, and neither of the sisters is achoizik ukosay to either of the brothers, because each brother has a zika only on one sister and not on the other. Ha'asur lazeh muteres liyachiv, the one who is forbidden to this brother is permitted to the second brother. V'ho'asur lazeh, the one who is forbidden to the second brother, muteres lochiv, is permitted to the first brother. Shaharei naflo zikas kol echod mehem al ha'muteres loy bilvad. Because the zika, the requirement of yibum, for each of these sisters fell on the brother to whom they are permitted. And therefore each brother has a requirement only with the sister who is permitted to him, and if he wishes he can make chalitza with her, if he wishes he can make yibum with her. Halacha Gimel, may sechot min ho'achim, if one of the brothers died, v'nafla ishtei liyibum. Here we take up the case where we know which brother is dying first. Nafla ishtei liyibum, his wife now requires yibum, v'yachakach meis hasheni, and then a second brother died, v'nafla ishtei liyibum, and his wife now requires yibum, shehi achois harishoina, and the wife of the second brother is a sister to the wife of the first brother. And both of these sisters are now living, and both are requiring yibum. Both of them get chalitza, neither of them can have yibum. As we have explained, the rule that achois zikukosoi is forbidden. The Rabbonan, they issued a prohibition that one may not marry achoy zikukosoy. And since both of these sisters have a zika on them, and each one is a sister to the other, so each one is achoy zikukosoy, and neither one can have yibum. And since the prohibition is only derabbanan, it does not release them without chalitza. So both need chalitza. Halacha dalid. Meisa ho'achroina. Now if the second one dies, the one whose husband died second, she now dies. Chozra harishoina lahateira. The first one now becomes permitted again. Since she once was permitted, when her husband died, she was not yet achois zikukosai, because the second sister, her husband was still living, and she had no zika on her, so she had been permitted at that time. Before yibum or chalitza could be made, the second brother died, and now the first sister became prohibited. Now that the second sister died, it removed the prohibition, and she returns to her permissibility. She now becomes permissible, v'choyletzes oy misyabemes, and so there's now a choice of chalitza or yibum. But if Mesa Harishayna, once these two sisters have a zika on them and they're awaiting Chalitza, if the first sister died, Harei Acharoina Bisuroi Medes, the second one remains prohibited. If the second one died, the first one who had been originally permitted returns to being permitted. But here, since the first one died and the second one never had been permitted, from the very moment her husband died, she carried on the prohibition of Achoy Ziku Kosoi. Now that the first one dies, she has no permission to return to. Ho'achreina Bisuroi Medes, the second one remains prohibited. V'choiletzes, therefore she requires Chalitza to release her. V'loim v'siyabemes, and she cannot have Yibum. Sha'arei loy hoysa re'uya le'yibum b'shas nefilosa, because from the very beginning of the time when she fell to these brothers, when she required Yibum, she could not have Yibum. V'chein, so also in Kodam Echad min ha'achim v'cholatz lo acharoina, if one of the brothers gave chalitza to the second sister, therefore removing the zika from her, hutra harishayna l'shar ha'achim, the first sister now becomes permitted to all the other brothers. Sha'arei hazika she'osro isa, because the zika of her sister, which had made her prohibited, heisira achiv b'chalitza, say this brother who gave her chalitza removed that zika. Halacha hei v'cheinim hoisa harishoina erva alechod min ha'achim, if the first of the sisters was prohibited as an erva to one of the brothers, V'kodam v'yibei meso acharoina shehimu teres loy, and he went ahead. This one who was prohibited was the first sister, the one whose husband died first. And she was an erva to one of the brothers. V'kodam v'yibei meso acharoina, and now this brother to whom she was prohibited, and therefore he was permitted to the second sister, because the first sister was not a zika to this brother, and so the second sister was permitted to him, the yibei meso achrayna, and he made yibum with the second one, therefore removing the zika of all the other brothers from this second one, shehimu teres, like this second one was permitted to that brother because he was an erva to the first, hutra harishayna l'shar ho'achim. Now that the zika of the second one was removed by the marriage to this brother, the first sister becomes permitted to all the others. Sha'arehu achroina she'osro iso aleihem, because the second sister who prohibited this first sister from the brothers, nisyabma lemutar loy, had yibum with a brother to whom she was permitted. But if it was the second one who was prohibited to only one of the brothers by erva, he is permitted. Now, since he's forbidden to the second one by erva, she is not his zikuka, and he can make yibum to the first one. Ushar ha'achim asurim b'shteyem, and the rest of the brothers remain forbidden to both of them, because since the second one was always, from the very beginning, from the time her husband died, she was achoy zekukosay to all the other brothers, she remains forbidden to them. V'chol tzin v'loy misyabmin, and they, one of them gives her chalitza, none of them can give her yibum. As we explained previously, and if in such a case the brothers went ahead and each one of them married one of the sisters, they are required to divorce them, because it's forbidden to be married to achoyz zekukosoy, to the sister of one to whom he had once a requirement of Yibum or Chalitza. Halacha Vav. Shloisha Achin, there were three brothers, Shnayim mehem nesuim l'shtei achoyus. And two of these brothers were married to two sisters. Meis echod mibailei achoyus. One of the brothers who was married to one of the sisters died. V'yoso hashlishi b'yavimtei maimer. And the third brother, the one who was not married to either of these sisters, made a maimer, that is a kiddushin, with the dead sister, with the sister-in-law, the widow of the dead brother. The achakach, and then meiz ba'alachoyis hashnia, the second brother, the one who was married to the second sister, died. V'naflo ha'achoyis hashnia lifnei ha'achashlishi, and now the second sister also fell to this third brother. So now he has two sisters, both of whom require yibum or chalitza, and one of them he already made a kiddushin with, and both of them have the status of achois zikukosoi. Harei zenoisen get lebailas hamaimer. He has to give a get to the one who had with whom he made kiddushin, because once he made kiddushin, chalitza will not be enough to release her. He made kiddushin, even though the kiddushin is only derabbanan, the Arai said no kiddushin is required. Nevertheless, he must give her a get, as we learned in previous chapters. V'choyletzlo, and he must give her chalitza also, because since she has a requirement of yibum chalitza, and this has not been fulfilled with the kiddushin that he made, he'd never consummated such a marriage with her. So in order to be able to marry some other man, she requires chalitza also. And the other sister, who still has a prohibition of achoy zikukosei on her, choylitz la'achoy so'achroina, he cannot make yibum with her, so he must give her chalitza kedei lahatiron lazar, in order to permit both of these sisters to marry other men. He must give the one that he made kiddushin a get and a chalitza, and the second one chalitza. Halacha zayin. Meis ze she'osa hamaimer. The same case as in halacha vav. Three brothers. Two of them were married to two sisters. One of the brothers who was married to one of the sisters died, and his widow fell to the third brother, and the third brother made kiddushin with her. Meis ze she'osa hamaimer, and now this brother who made the kiddushin died, leaving over one of the brothers, the brother who was married to the other sister. V'hoysa lo isha acheres, and this brother who now died had a different wife besides the sister-in-law to whom he gave the kiddushin. He had a different wife. And now both of these wives of his, that is his wife and the wife of the other brother who fell to him and he made kiddushin with, now both fall to the other brother, the one who was married to the sister. Balas hamaimer petura min hachalitza min hayibum. The one to whom this third brother gave kiddushin does not require yibum or chalitza. Shaharei hi achois ishtoi, because to this surviving brother, she is his wife's sister. She was his wife's sister to begin with, and never has any requirement of yibum or chalitza with him. V'ho isha ha'acheres. And the other one, the wife of the third brother who was not a sister to either of these, choyletzes v'loy misyabemes, she gets chalitza and not yibum. She cannot get yibum because she is tzorvas erva, because since her husband had made kiddushin with the other sister, with the sister, and both of them were now married, so to speak, to that brother who died. So she is like Tzoras Erva, and she cannot have Yibum. However, this does not free her without Chalitza. We learned that Tzoras Erva does not require Chalitza either. But here, since she was not really married to him, he only made Kiddushin, and the Kiddushin is not really a Kiddushin in the case of Yibum. She'ein ha-maimer koine kinyan gomer. Maimer, the Kiddushin in the case of Yibum, is not really a Kiddushin. Ad she'yifter es ha-tzara, in order to make the second wife released without Chalitza. So she still requires Chalitza. The Kiddushin that he made was not sufficient to release her without Chalitza, but the Kiddushin still is enough to spoil her so that she cannot have Yibum anymore. Halacha Ches, Echad min ha-Yivamim, there were a number of brothers. One of them died and left over a wife who now requires Yibum or Chalitza. Echad min ha-Yivamim, and one of these brothers-in-laws, Kidsha Kidesh Achois Yevimtoi, gave Kiddushin to the sister of this widowed sister-in-law. Now, he cannot marry this sister because she is a sister of his Zekuka, Achois Zekukosoi. Oimrim loy, we say to him, Hamtein, you may wait, Al Tegor Shena, you need not divorce her immediately, because it may be that she will be permitted to him. Valti Soena, but you may not marry her now, because she is Achoy Zekuka. Ache, wait, Ache Yiyabim, Ochicha, until your brother will make Yibum or Yachloitz, or will give Chalitza Liyavamazu Haskuka Lekulchem, to this sister-in-law, who has a requirement to any one of you. Cholatz la'achiv, now if his brother made Chalitza, or Yibma, or he made Yibum, or Shemesa Hayivama, or the sister-in-law, the one who required Yibum, died, therefore removing the prohibition of Achoz Zekukosai, the one to whom he gave Arusin, the one to whom he gave Kiddushin, is now no longer a sister to the Yivama, Hareza Yichnois Arusosa, he is permitted to marry the one to whom he gave Kiddushin. Mesuechav Kulam, but if all the other brothers died, so that the Zika remains to him alone, Motzi Asarusose Beget, he must divorce his the one to whom he gave Kiddushin with a get, because the Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin, the Yivimte Bachalitza, and he must give Chalitza to the sister-in-law. He cannot marry her because she is Achoyz Arusosai, because she's the sister of one to whom he gave Kiddushin. He cannot marry her. The Mesa Arusosai, and if the one to whom he gave Kiddushin died, Bein Shem Mesa Koidem Misa Soachim, regardless of whether she died before the brothers died, Bein Shemesa Liacha Misa Soachim, whether she died after all the others died, Chozra Hayivama Lehetera. The sister-in-law now is permitted again, because since she had originally been permitted before he made the Kiddushin to her sister, so now she returns, as we learned before, she returns to being permitted again. V'rotza choyleitz rotza miyabim. If he wishes, he makes chalitza. If he wishes, he makes yibum. Halacha tes, shloisha achim, there were three brothers, shnayim mehem nesuim l'shtei achoyis. Two of them were married to two sisters, v'yesh l'chalachas m'shteyem tzara, and also each of these brothers who were married to the two sisters had some other wife also who was not related to any of these women. U'meisu ha'nesuim es ha'achayis, and the brothers who were married to the two sisters, both of these brothers died, v'noflu ho'achayis v'tzoreiseyem lifnei yovam, and both of these sisters and both of these other wives all fell to the surviving brother. Im cholatz letzoris, if he made chalitza with the wives who were not related, nifteru ho'achayis, then the two sisters also became permitted. They became permitted to marry other men. Avolim cholatz lo achayis, but if he made chalitza with the sisters, loy nifteru tzareiseihem, then the unrelated wives are not permitted to marry strangers, ad sheyicholtzu atzoris, until he gives them chalitza also. Why? Because since the two sisters, their chalitza was not a full-fledged chalitza, mipnei shechalitza sachoyis, chalitza sheina mu'ula, the chalitza that he gave to these sisters was not a full-fledged chalitza, since these sisters were really forbidden to him, each one because she is the sister of his zikuka, v'chalitza she'eina me'ula, and the chalitza that's not a full-fledged chalitza, eina poiteres es atzora, is not sufficient to release the second wife. K'moshe b'yarnu, as we've already explained in the fifth chapter, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Yud, Yeiro Ali, the Rambam says, it appears to me, Shekoch Hadin, the same rule applies, B'shtei Yibomois, Habois Mibayis Echod, V'achas Mihem Asura Al Yibomo, Mishum Shniyo, Mechai V'Labim, Mechai V'Yasei. In any case, where the prohibition is not a prohibition of erva, of a penalty of kares, any two sister-in-laws who were married to two brothers, v'achas mehem asura al yevama, any two women who were married to a brother, and one of them is forbidden to the brother-in-law, with a less strict prohibition, mishum shniya, a prohibition derabbanan, I may chayov elavim, or it's only a negative commandment without kare, so I may chayov yasei, or a positive commandment, sheim cholatz lo asura, if he made chalitza with the one who was prohibited to him, this is not a full-fledged chalitza, the same as the case in halacha tes, loy hutra tzarosa, and the second wife did not become permitted. But chalatz latzara, if he gave chalitza to the tzara, to the wife who was not prohibited to him, then hutra ho asura, that was a full-fledged chalitza, and it's enough to release the prohibited one also to marry a stranger. Halacha yud alef, shloisha achim, there were three brothers, shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achoyis, two of them were married to two sisters, Vashlishi Nosui Nochris, and the third brother was married to an unrelated woman, Meis Echod Mibalei Achoyis, one of the brothers who was married to a sister died, V'yibeim HaNosui Nochris Es Ishtoi. The other brother who was married to a sister cannot make Yibum, but the one who was married to an unrelated sister, to an unrelated wife, made Yibum with her. V'yachakoch Meis HaIshtoi Shal Sheini. And now the other brother, who was married to the surviving sister, the other surviving brother, who was married to a sister, died, thereby making her sister now permitted to him, because of the prohibition of his wife's sister has now been released. V'yachakoch meis hashlishi. And then the third brother, the one who had been married to an unrelated woman, and now also made Yibum with one of the sisters, he died. V'naflu shtei noshav lifnei hasheni, and the two wives, the unrelated one and the one to whom he made Yibum, now both fell to this second brother, the one whose shein lo yisha, the one whose wife had just died. Harei elu pturis min hachalitzo min hayibum, neither one requires chalitzo or Yibum. Ha'achas, one of them, because she's an erva, she's no longer an erva of his wife's sister, since his wife had died, but she's an erva as his brother's wife. Ho'achas mipnei shehoisa achos ishtoi b'shosha meisachiv. She was his wife's sister at the time that his brother had died, his first brother, ha'achiv harishin, the first brother had died. Therefore, he could not make Yibum. Nesra alav leyoyla mishomeshesach. She forever remains forbidden as his brother's wife. Since Yibum could not have been made at that time, the relationship of Yibum does not exist, and she remains a prohibition of his brother's wife. Just as the rule we learned previously, the wife of a brother who died before he was born, there is no Yibum relationship, and therefore she always remains forbidden as his brother's wife. And the unrelated wife is a second wife along with her, so she is also released. As we learned previously, that in the case of Erva, not only the Erva is released, but the other wife is also released. Also, if there were two brothers married to two sisters, one of the brothers died, and then the wife of the second brother died. The widow of the first brother remains forever forbidden, even though she is now no longer forbidden as his sister's, as his wife's sister, but she remains forbidden as his brother's wife. Since at the time that she originally fell to him, she was forbidden because of his sister's wife, she now remains forbidden because of since she had been forbidden as his wife's sister, she now remains forbidden as his brother's wife. Aval ha-megarish es ishtoi v'hechazirov ameis. If he divorced his wife, one brother divorced his wife, and at the time he divorces her, she becomes prohibited to the other brother. She remains prohibited to the other brother because she still carries the prohibition of his brother's wife. The hechzira, and then the one who divorced her remarries her, vameis, and he died. Hadezu muteres liyabam. She is still permitted to marry the Yabam. Just as if no divorce had taken place, she would be permitted to her brother-in-law. So the divorce in the middle and then the remarriage did not forbid her. Even though she became prohibited to her brother-in-law while her husband was still living, Bishasha Gersha, when he divorced her, she became prohibited as Grusha Sochiv, the divorcee of his brother. Harechozra lehetero, she again became permitted when he remarried her. Shemeis Ochiv, and when this brother died, Betero Isemedes, she remains permitted. Halacha Yud Gimel, Kitana Shehisio Aviha, a girl under the age of Bas Mitzvah, whose father gave her in marriage, and this is a full-fledged marriage in the Torah, as we learned in Hilchos Ishus, v'gersha baila, and her husband divorced her, v'hechzira, and then he remarried her, v'meis, and he died, v'adayin hiktana, and she is still a kitana, she is still before Bas Mitzvah, at the time that he remarried her. Harezu asura layabam, she is prohibited to her brother-in-law. Bipnesha girusha girushin gemurin, because the divorce that he divorced her is a full-fledged divorce. Sharei avia hisia, because her father gave her in marriage, that was a full-fledged kiddushin, now this is a full-fledged divorce. Vein chazarosa chazara gemura. And the remarriage is not a valid remarriage. She'en kiddushe kitana kiddushin gemurin, because since her father gave her in marriage, he can no longer do so a second time, and it's she who married on her own, and a kitana, one who is not yet bas mitzvah, cannot by herself contract a full-fledged marriage, k'moshe beyarnu, as we've already said in Hilchos Ishus in the fourth chapter. Halacha yudalad, v'hu adin le'megarish pikachas, if one divorced his wife when she was still sane, when she was still in her full faculties, v'nis harsha, and then she became a deaf mute, the hechzira, and he remarried her as such, v'meis, and he died, v'hinicha chershis, and he left her over as a widow, and she was a deaf mute. She hasura, she remains forbidden, layabam, to her brother-in-law, v'einicholetzis, v'loy misyabemis, there's no yibum or chalitza possible here, or necessary here, because since the divorcing was a full-fledged divorce and the remarriage was not a full-fledged remarriage, Kiddushin with a chereshes, with a deaf mute, is not a full-fledged Kiddushin, so she remains prohibited to the surviving brother. V'tzoras ketana, zu oy chereshes zu, and the second wife, who was married to the brother along with this girl before bas mitzvah, or this deaf mute, choyletzes oy misyabemes, she gets chalitza or kiddushin or yibum. Vim hechzira kishehi ketana, oy chareshes v'godla, he remarried her, the minor girl, while she was still a minor, or the deaf mute while she was still a deaf mute, the godla oynis pakcha etzloi, and then the minor became bas mitzvah, or the deaf mute was restored to her faculties while she was married to v'achakach meis, and afterwards he died, harezu muteres liyibama, she now is permitted to the to her brother-in-law, because the kiddushin is once again a valid kiddushin. Halacha tezvav, shnei achim, nisuim l'shtei achoyis, two brothers were married to two sisters. Hoyu shteim ktanois, haruyis l'moyin, and both of them were minors who did not have full-fledged kiddushin, that is, their mothers or brothers had given them, not their fathers. Oicherches, or they were both deaf-mutes. Umeis achat mehem, and one of the brothers died. Teitzei mishum achois isha, the wife, the widow, was released because she is the sister of his wife. Uftura min haichalitza min hayibum, and she's released from a requirement of chalitza or yibum, because the same type of marriage had happened to both. They were both minors whose marriage was not valid, or they were both deaf mutes. Hoyu achas gedoyla v'achas ketana, but if one was a minor and if one was a valid marriage and one was a minor, umeis bala ketana, the husband of the minor died, teitzei mishum achois isha, then his widow was released because she's the sister, full-fledged, she's the sister of the second brother's full-fledged wife. Uptura min achalitza umin ayibum. She's released from chalitza or yibum. Meiz bal hagdoila, but if the husband of the full-fledged marriage died, melamdim aktana shetimoin bibayla, then the minor is prompted to refuse to live with her husband, and this automatically makes the marriage null. V'tia gdoila zu mutaris liyivama, and now since it was a marriage that was annulled as if it had never happened, as we learned in Hilchos Ishus, tia gdoila zu mutaris liyivama, and now the one who was had a full-fledged marriage with his brother becomes permissible for yibum, because the marriage of her sister was annulled. Halacha tes zayin, shnayachim chershim, two brothers who were deaf-mutes, nesuim l'shnei achoyis, and they were both married to two sisters. Pikchois, the two sisters, doesn't matter whether they were in possession of their faculties, or chershis, or they were both deaf-mutes. Oyachas pikchis v'yachas chershis, one was hearing and one was a deaf-mute. V'chein shtei achoyis chershis, or similar case of two sisters were both deaf mutes, nesuis lishnayachim pikhim, they were married to two brothers who heard, Al-Khershim, or both brothers were deaf mutes, or yechot pikech v'echot chayrish, or one hears and one is a deaf mute. In either case, none of these marriages is fully valid as a marriage. Umeis echod mehem, one of the brothers died. Ishtei ptura min achlitzo min ayibu mishum achois ishtoi. His sister, his wife is released from a requirement of yibum or chalitza because she is the wife of the surviving brother. She's the sister of the surviving brother's wife. Shahin rei ein nisuin echod mehem nisuin gimurim. Because since neither one of these is a full-fledged marriage, therefore they're both considered as equal marriages. Halacha Yud Zayin, Shnei Achim, two brothers, Echot Pikeach, Echot Cherish, one hears and one is a deaf mute. Nisuim l'shtei achayis, and they're married to two sisters, pikhois, both of whom hear, or yachas pikachas v'achas chershis, or one hears and one is a deaf mute, v'arei apikachas hi eishas apikeach, and the one who hears is married to the brother who hears. So we have two marriages, one is a valid marriage and one is a not fully valid marriage. Meis hacherish, if the brother who was mute died, teitzei ishtoi mishum achois isha. So the marriage of the other sister is a full-fledged marriage, so she is fully prohibited as achois ishtoi, and she is released without yibum or chalitza. Meis hapikeach, but if the one who hears, the one whose marriage was a full-fledged marriage, died, and now hoyil v'nisui hapikeach shemeis nisuim giburim, since his marriage is a full-fledged marriage, b'zika zeh hacherish gibura, and therefore his zika was a full-fledged one, v'nisui hacherish einam nisuim giburim, and the one who was a deaf-mute is not a full-fledged marriage. So the widow is not released because she's not really, she's not in a full sense the wife, the sister of his wife, since the wife of the surviving brother is not fully his wife, so the sister-in-law is not fully his wife's sister. Hareza hacherish moitzi es ishtei beget, he must divorce his wife with a get, because since she's not fully his wife, she is achoy zikuka soy, she is the sister of his zikuka, mipnei she'achoy zikuka loy, because her sister is fully fledged his zikuka, ve'eshes ochiv hapikeach asura li'olam, and the wife of his brother who heard is always forbidden, she'ena yochel lichnois, he cannot marry her mipnei achoysa, because he was married to her sister, v'lo yachloitz, and he cannot give chalitza mipnei shehu cheresh, because he was a deaf mute. Ches, v'lo ma gozru chachomim, she'yoytzi zeh hacheresh ishtei hacherishis, v'heim einam b'nei chiyuv. Since, in the case that we learned in Halacha Yud Zayin, the one who was a deaf mute, If his brother died and left the sister of his wife to him, he has to divorce his wife. Why did we say that he has to divorce his wife? Since we said that his wife was not really fully married to him, since he was a cheresh, he's not a ben chiyuv, he's not required to do mitzvahs, why does he have to divorce his wife? Ela hareihem kikotan, we say that a cheresh, a deaf mute, is like a cotton, like a minor. Oichel nevelis, he even can eat unkosher food. Shein bezdin metzuvin lafrishayin, the bezdin is not required to prevent him from eating unkosher food. Amru chachamim, because the chachamim said that im teishev ishtoi imoy, if he'll be allowed to remain with his wife, nimtzeis achoiso niseis lazar, and it turns out therefore that the sister will then be permitted to marry a stranger, v'yoimru niftara mishumei achois isha, and people will say that the reason that she was released is because she was his wife's sister, and that it was a full-fledged marriage. Lefichach moitzi hacherish ishtei beget zu. Therefore, the deaf mute is required to divorce his wife with a get. Kedei sheti achoisa asura li'olam, so that her sister will always remain forbidden. Halacha yotes v'chein shnei achim pikchim, two brothers who do hear. Nisuim l'shtei achoyis, and they're married to two sisters, achas pikchis v'achas chershis, one hears and one is a deaf mute. Meis bala chershis, if the husband of the deaf mute died, teitzei mishum achois isha, then his wife is released from yibum or chalitza, because she is the sister of the other, of a full-fledged wife of the other brother. Meis bala pikchis, but if the husband of the one who hears died, moitzi es ishtei hacherishis beget, and this second brother who is not fully married to his wife because she is a deaf mute, has to divorce the deaf mute with a get, ves eishes achim b'chalitza, and he makes chalitza with his brother's wife, mipnei shehu pikeach, because he can release the brother's wife because he's a pikeach, he does here v'yochel achlitz, he can give chalitza, unlike the previous case where it was the brother who was a deaf mute and he could not give chalitza. Two brothers, echot pikeach v'echot cheirish, one hears and one is a deaf mute. Hacheirish nosui shtei noshim. The deaf mute brother is married to two wives, pikchais, both of them hear. Ho'achas mehem erval hapikeach. And one of these wives is an erva to the other brother who hears. And the other wife is not an erva. Meis hacheirish. And then this deaf mute brother died. Shteim pturis. Both of them are released from requirement of yibum or chalitza. Al kalponim. Either way. Im nisuei ho'erva nisuim. If this one, if we say that this one who was an erva to the remaining brother, if we say that her marriage, if it's viewed as a full-fledged marriage to the deaf mute, harei hashniya saraso ptura. So she's an erva to one brother and she is released, and the second one is her tzara, is a second wife along with him, and she is released. As we learned, that an erva releases not only herself, but all the other wives. V'im ein nisui ha'erva nisuin, and if we say that the marriage is not a full-fledged marriage, kach lo yiyu nisui tzarosu nisuin, so then, since the husband was a deaf mute, so the other wife also was not married, so either was not a full-fledged marriage. So either way we view it, the other wife is not required, does not have a requirement of yibum or chalitza. If it's a marriage, then she is a second wife along with the erva, and if it's not a marriage, so there's no yibum or chalitza required. Halochei chof alef, hoisa bitoi, v'chayoytzi bo, if someone had a daughter or some other relative to whom he would be forbidden, and she was a deaf mute, and she was married to his brother who hears, she was married to her uncle. Tzarosa choyletzes v'loy misyabemes. So now it is the wife who had the defect in it, tzarosa chiletzes v'loy misyabemes, then the other wife requires chalitza, not yibum. Shei nisui hachareshes nisuin geburim, because since it was the wife here who was defective, it was her marriage may not be a valid marriage to make the other wife a tzoras erva, to make the other wife another wife along with an erva, because the erva wasn't fully married, but it is sufficient marriage to forbid a yibum with the other wife, and therefore the other wife requires chalitza but not yibum. Halacha chav beis kol mokim shamanu b'halacha selu, every place where we said here in Hilchos yibum v'chalitza shtei achayus, we said two sisters. It not necessarily two sisters, but achashtei achayis, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about two sisters, a isho bita, or a woman and a daughter, a isho bas bita, or a woman and her daughter's daughter, hayoytzi b'hem, or any other such case, inyan hadvarim, what we mean by this case, where we say two women, shem shtei noshim, that we mean two women, sho achas mehem erva im ha'acheres, that one of them is an erva because of her blood relationship with the other one. It's not possible to marry both of them because marrying one would make the other one an erva. Wherever we said the sister of his wife, or the sister of his sister-in-law, it's the same case whether it's her sister, or ima, or her mother, or bita, or her daughter. In Yadvarim, what we mean by that is achas mikroi viseo shem erva imo, one of her relatives who is an erva because of a relationship with her.